NAVEDTRA 14167 Foxtrot, Naval Safety Supervisor, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 7, Afloat Safety. 1. Attaining the highest degree of operational readiness and mission accomplishment is the primary goal of what program? Afloat Safety. 2. The critical first step in achieving the Afloat Safety Program goals is what? Hazard Identification. 3. Who is responsible for executing and managing the Afloat Safety Program? Chief of Naval Operations, Charlie November Oscar. 4. What is responsible for ensuring that subordinate commands provide effective safety training at all levels in the chain of command? Chief of Naval Education and Training, Charlie November, Echo Tango. 5. At least how often ComNav SafeSend reports on the Afloat Safety Program compliance to the Assistant Chiefs of Naval Operations? Annually. 6. What determines, when appropriate and if requested, the privileged or non-privileged status of all Mishap Investigation Board evidence? ComNav SafeSend. 7. What will provide and maintain the overall quality assurance program as an integral part of mishap prevention? TICOMS. 8. Group and squadron commanders ensure subordinate commands execute and maintain the Afloat Safety Program according to the policy and philosophy of what? OPNAV Instruction 5100.19 Delta. 9. Group and squadron safety officers were first assigned as a primary duty in what year? 1991. 10. What officer acts as the principal advisor to the commanding officer for the Afloat Safety Program? Safety. 11. Instructors for the Afloat Training Guides should be what rank or above, preferably safety petty officers or medical department representatives? E5. 12. The principal way commands discover hazards is through what? Workplace inspections. 13. Ships should request a shipboard safety survey from the Naval Safety Center once every 3 years. How many years for submarines? 2. 14. What provides detailed procedures and report formats for afloat mishap investigation and reporting? OPNAV Instruction 5100.21 Bravo. 15. We derive our general safety mishap investigation and reporting procedures from what? DoD Instruction 6055.7. 16. Reportable damage of a total cost of what amount or more, or any injury or work-related illness resulting in death or permanent total disability, defines a Class A mishap. $1 million. 17. Reportable property damage of a total cost of $200,000 or more, but less than $1 million, an injury or work-related illness resulting in permanent, partial disability, or a mishap resulting in the hospitalization of how many or more people, defines a Class B mishap. 5. 18. Reportable property damage of a total cost of what amount or more, but less than $200,000, defines a Class C mishap. $10,000. 19. Mishaps that occur off-ship, on or off-duty, are normally reported using what? OPNAV Instruction 5100.21 Bravo. 20. Bicycle, pedestrian, motorcycle, and motor vehicle mishaps involving a fatality, 5 or more lost workday injuries, or greater than what amount of government property damage are reportable to the NAV SafeSend? $2,000. 21. Off-duty diving mishaps are reportable if they involve a fatality, how many or more lost workdays because of injury, or the need for hyperbaric treatment. 5. 22. Superiors in the chain of command appoint a formal mishap investigation board to investigate all afloat Class A mishaps on surface ships. The board consists of at least how many members? 3. 23. What is a limited-use report written by a mishap investigation board as a result of a Class A mishap? MIR, Mike India Romeo. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.